The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 7. How Mephistopheles came for his writing, and in what manner he appeared, and his sights he showed him, and how he caused him to keep a copy of his own writings. Dr. Faustus, sitting pensive, having but one only boy with him, suddenly there appeared his spirit Mephistopheles, in likeness of a fiery man, from whom issued most horrible fiery flames, insomuch that the boy was afraid. But being hardened by his master, he bade him stand still, and he should have no harm. The spirit began to blear as in a singing manner. This pretty sport pleased Dr. Faustus well, but he could not call his spirit into his counting-house until he had seen more. Anon was heard a rushing of armed men and trampling of horses. This, ceasing, came in a kennel of hounds, and they chased a great hart in the hall, and there the hart was slain. Faustus took hart, came forth and looked upon the hart, but presently before him there was a lion and a dragon, together fighting so fiercely that Faustus thought they would have brought down the house. But the dragon overcame the lion, and so they vanished. After this came in a peacock with a peahen. The cock, bristling of his tail, and turning to the female, beat her, and so vanished. Afterward followed a furious bull, that with a full fierceness ran upon Faustus, but coming near him, vanished away. Afterward followed a great old ape. This ape offered Faustus the hand, but he refused, so the ape ran out of the hall again. Hereupon fell a mist in the hall, that Faustus saw no light, but it lasted not. And so soon as it was gone, there lay before Faustus two great sacks, one full of gold, the other full of silver. Lastly was heard by Faustus all manner instruments of music, as organs, clarigolds, lutes, viols, cittons, waits, hornpipes, flutes, anomes, harps, and all manner of other instruments, which so ravished his mind that he thought he had been in another world. Forgot both body and soul, insomuch that he was minded never to change his opinion concerning that which he had done. Hereat came Mephistopheles into the hall to Faustus, in apparel like unto a friar, to whom Faustus spake. Thou hast done me a wonderful pleasure in showing me this pastime. If thou continue as thou hast begun, thou shalt win my heart and soul, yea, and have it. Mephistopheles answered,
This is nothing. I will please thee better yet.
That thou mayest know my full power and all, ask what thou wilt request of me. That shalt thou have, conditionally. Hold thy promise, and give me thy handwriting. At which words the wretch thrust forth his hand, saying, Hold thee! There hast thou my promise. Mephistopheles took the writing, and willed Faustus to take a copy of it. With that, the perverse Faustus, being resolute in his damnation, wrote a copy thereof, and gave the devil one, and kept in store the other. Thus the spirit and Faustus were agreed, and dwelt together. No doubt, there was a virtuous housekeeping. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text, and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.